Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we're concluding our discussion on your vision of success. We've talked about success from a family perspective. We've talked about your primary relationship and what a successful relationship looks like. We've talked about your job and your livelihood and what success looks like there for you. But what we haven't talked about is what people work for their entire lives, and that's that leisure time. And the question you have to ask yourself is are you following your passions outside of work? Are you focused on where you want to go and not just watching other people's lives, right? It's easy to do it on social media where you see what other people are doing and maybe what they're doing is they're following their passions and they're really focused on it. But the question is, are you, right? Or are you sitting back watching, you know, television or fantasies on television of other people doing what you should be doing? So the thing you'd have to start with is define the experiences you'd like to have, or basically just create a bucket list. Bucket list of the things that you want to do while you're here, while you're alive. And then once you define them, the next step is to actually go and do them, right? We want to have those experiences. Make the arrangements. Identify those passions. And think about really what they are. And then, you know, sometimes there's some planning involved. Right? If it's a vacation somewhere that you've always wanted to go to, you've got to create a plan to make it happen. It won't happen. And so before you can even create the plan, you probably need to block the time in your calendar, and then you could start making reservations and do what's necessary to move forward. But the thing is while you're following that plan, you want to stay close to the outcome that you want. So go after those things that you want. Don't have any regrets. You know, I've talked many times before. You never sit on your deathbed wishing that you had worked more. But very often you wish that you've had other experiences that you never got to do. While you have your health, while you have the time, while you have the energy, take advantage of those things. Do those things in life that truly inspire you, that you've always wanted to do. Start to plan them out. You'll figure out how you're going to do it. You'll find the means, but you're not going to get there unless you start to think about what it is, you start to plan it out, and then you start to make the arrangements. And as you begin to look at each aspect of your life, the key here is to identify what it is that you have influence over, and then use that influence to continually effectuate the changes you need to move toward your vision of success. Things don't happen immediately. You have to be patient. It's not going to happen on its own, so you have to be disciplined. And in order to make it happen, you want to stay focused on the outcome that you're looking for. But if you can do those things, you can ultimately reach your own vision of success. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is simply joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I want you to really get clear on what success looks like for you in all the aspects we described. Family, primary relationship, job or livelihood, and finally, leisure time. Make the arrangements, put the plans in place, and see it through. Just stay focused on it. You have an opportunity to create an amazing life for yourself. Articulate what it is and start moving forward. If you've done some of the things that we've talked about and you've had success, I'd love to hear from you. Just shoot me a note at joel@joelbrookman.com and let me know how it's gone.